Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really happy to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. We are getting ready for the Major League debut of Jack Caglione, who is making it later today at Busch Stadium. You can hear that right here on 96.5 The Fan. We're going to hand things off to Josh Verner. Vern will be on the show coming up in exactly 1 hour. So if you want to hear from Vern ahead of the game, I would stick around and hear what he has to say. We are trying to track down our guy, Rex Heller. I'm sure he'll be on the show soon enough. Well, before we do that, you know what? Why don't we take a trip down memory lane? Because the Royals have had a couple of these moments before. Do you guys remember Eric Hosmer's first Major League Baseball hit?
Hit hard, and there's the first base hit for the Royals. And the first Major League hit for Eric Hosmer.
That was Eric Hosmer's first hit. What about Salvador Perez? He made his major league debut against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Davis had 96 pitches. And a ground ball is into center field. And there's the first major league hit for Salvador Perez.
That was the call for Salvador Perez's first hit. Hopefully we'll get a call later today for Jack Caglione's first hit. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Royals television broadcaster and friend of the show, Rex Hudler, joining us. Hud, you there?
Oh, see, Don, I'm so glad that whenever you introduce me now, you don't call me great. You don't call me all those falsehoods, but just bring me to the house to talk to the people. I love it. See, Don, how you been, man?
I'm doing fantastic, Hud. There's a lot of things to get your opinion on. Let's just start with this. I want to hear the story about your first major league game and your first major league hit.
Oh, how exciting, man. And watching these young players now, C-Dot, in the broadcast booth, it never gets old, never. We might see a handful a year get calls up. And it's so special. And I remember now, my family was all from Fresno, California, and I was, of course, a New York Yankee. And I know fans in Kansas City, what they think about the Yankees and the Cardinals. And so, I remember Al Nipper was pitching. And he came in with a fastball, and I hit a jam shot. It was a doinker. I mean, it was one of the ugliest base hits I ever got, and I got plenty of ugly ones. And I dunked it over Bill Buckner's head in Yankee Stadium. And the foul ground there was only like 4 feet, 5 feet, so there's no foul ground. It bounced over his head and into the stands. And I remember the great trainer of the Yankees, Gene Monahan, run down the line. I saw him run down the line. He gave two balls for one and again got my baseball back. And wrote up the most beautiful handwriting ever on my ball. And you know, some of the autographed baseballs that you get now, that you had signed years later, C-Dot, they fade. the signatures fade on them, man. You know, the ink on the leather, after years and years, they go away. But mine has not. I'm so happy. My home run ball and my first hit ball are all just like they were 30, 40 years ago whenever I was a young buck.
Right now, we're talking to Rex Hudler, Royals television broadcaster, ahead of Jack Caglione's major league debut. Hud, you tell us a lot about the time that you spent in the minor leagues, and we always appreciate those stories. What was the biggest adjustment? What is the biggest adjustment coming from the minor leagues to the majors?
I was just sharing that with my guys up in my booth here about the process of a player. And most young players, offensive players, hitters, position players, it takes them a year or two to kind of figure out that they're good enough to play here. Now, if there's a handful of guys that come in that are really good and they take off right away. But a majority of the position players, it takes them a couple of call-ups, you know, and sent down a few times to kind of get their confidence that they can play up here. And eventually they get it, like Lofton. Lofton's a different player now. He's been up and down for the last couple of seasons. He had a baby, he and his wife. And once you start a family, now they're counting on you even more to make a living for them during a short time in your life. So for a player, he says, okay, it's my turn now. I am going to beat your family, and it's your family against mine. So when you take it to that level, now you become a guy. Pitchers like Noah Cameron, how do you experience that? Noah Cameron comes to the major leagues with the Royals this year, a call out from nowhere. And deals and has dealt every single start. That never happens for a pitcher. Pitchers, how about Brady Singer? How about Bubich and Lynch? Those guys, man, it took them 2 or 3 years to figure out that they were good, and now they're guys. It just doesn't happen like that. But let's just keep our fingers crossed that a young Jack, Lumberjack is what I'm going to call him, once he goes yay, really deep, we're going to have some fun with this guy, and hopefully he helps our team get back to where we need to be, and that's about 10 or 15 over 500. But, you know, he'll have his challenges, but he's such a – without watching him ever live, he's got such a good eye and a good disciplined hitter. I think he's going to survive up here. He's got a big wide base. Okay, he doesn't stride very much, which keeps his balance perfect. And, you know, they're going to challenge him with 95-plus up in the zone. Those pitches that have that backspin on them, and they ride up in the zone, and they're going to be breaking balls down in the dirt to try to get him to chase. So they'll see. They'll test him. And then, you know, whoever we play next, which will be the White Sox, their advanced scout is sitting in the stands and will be here for every single Cardinal game. So they'll watch how Jack and the rest of the team does. And that's what an advanced scout does. He'll go and he's a spy, and he'll report to the Chicago White Sox about what they saw and how they got him out or what he hit and what to stay away from. So that's what makes the game so competitive and so hard game to game that it's scouted so much. But we're keeping our fingers crossed. About ready to hear from Jack here pretty soon in this press conference he's going to have down here. It's an exciting day. For Royals fans and the Kansas City Royals, no question.
Right now, we're talking to Rex Hudler. The lineup is out. Jack Caglione is going to be the DH. He's also going to hit sixth today. Here's the lineup. Jonathan India, Bobby Witt Jr., Mikel Garcia. Vinny is going to play first today and hit fourth. Salvador Perez is going to hit fifth. Jack Caglione is going to DH and hit sixth. Lofton, Waters, and Isbell. That's the 7, 8, 9. And Michael Lorenzen is on the hill today for the Royals. Hud, I actually like this decision to just let Jack focus on offense. He hasn't played a lot of outfield in the minor leagues, only played 14 games. I do like the decision to just let him designate hit, maybe have him do that for this road trip and just focus on one thing.
Oh, totally. And you know, C-Dot, the Royals are really sharp. They know exactly what's going on. They were going to bring him when they thought it was the right time. Okay, this organization rarely makes any bad moves clerically from the front office. They are solid. This is a J.J. Piccolo. He inherited the blueprint of championship quality from Dayton Moore. The ownership has done a great job by letting J.J. do his thing here, and he knows what we need. Just listening to you tell me that Salvi's going to get some real protection behind him, that gave me goosebumps. We are another hitter, maybe two, away from what we need to win a championship here. And J.J. knows that. And we're in a perfect part of the season where there's plenty to go. Our Royals have as good a chance as anybody else in the Central. because the Tigers are going to lose their bunch and we're going to win some. This is going to be a fun ride. But I don't know, probably this year, next year, how long will we have this great pitching? I think they know that this now is the time. The Royals want to win a championship. There's no doubt. And so now is the time. And Jack is here, and hopefully he won't get over-intimidated. He won't get dealt on, and he'll have a little bit of success, and he'll be able to hit behind the captain or another important hitter, which is so important in baseball.
Hud, how difficult is it to do what Jack Caglione just did? I mean, he played 50 games in the minors. He played 38 games in Arkansas and played 12 games for the Omaha Storm Chasers and had great success at both stops. You usually talk about baseball as a game about failure, ups and downs, and you got to be able to handle it. He didn't really experience much failure down in the minors, and I don't really know what reason we were going to believe if he got another 100, 150 ABs that failure was going to happen. He just seemed like somebody who minor league baseball was just too easy of a game for him. How difficult is it to be that level of prospect?
Well, you know what? Let's just remember, he was not from high school. He's not 17, 18, 19 years old. Now, he is 22, but he played enough college ball at Florida, which a good college team, Division One, probably good as a high A ball team or even as a low double A team talent-wise. So that's a pretty competitive league, and it's pretty – I mean, it's not – rookie ball, or it's not my, you know, and it's not bad baseball. So let's remember that he kicked butt down there too, okay, in college. So this guy is a talent. He's not just a flash in the pan. He's got extreme skills. He's worked hard as a youngster in his day. He's like a lot of them. A lot of them are single sport only. Back in our day, we played all the sports. I was more of a well-rounded athlete. Nowadays, these kids that only play baseball from when they're little and they're young all the way up, they're specialized. They're better. At 22, Jack Caglione is better than I was at 24, 25, 26. I had my best season at 35. For criminy's sakes, I was a late bloomer. Now, Jack, we're hoping he can come on right away and do it, and I'm seeing no reason why he can't. Okay, so this is the caliber of talent that's going to allow him to succeed up here. And when I dropped on the Cardinals producer, I spoke with him earlier, and I told him he throws 100 miles an hour left-handed. He freaked out and said, what? He also throws 100? Yeah. I mean, a left-handed pitcher, anytime in the modern day today, if you got a lefty that throws 100, this guy could be a star. So now the Royals want him to be hit only, but let's not forget he has that other tool, which is sick. That's incredible.
Hud, last thing, and we'll get you out of here, and we always appreciate your time. We had J.J. Cooper on, who was the editor for Baseball America, and he said that he believes that Jack Caglione has the best power in the Royals organization since Bo Jackson. You know Bo and played with Bo. What is it like to hear somebody's power compared to his?
Gives me goosebumps. Bo was an incredible talent that when he in his last season in his baseball career, he was an angel. California Angels. I was his teammate. And he didn't play every single game, but he played pretty much all of them. But whenever he didn't play and he came out in the ninth inning to pinch hit, oh, you'd have thought that Babe Ruth was coming to the plate or a famous star, because the crowd would go absolutely crazy because they knew he was going to do something that a lot of right-handed hitters can't do. He would go opposite field up in the tunnels up there where Barry Bonds would hit him. Right-handed, his pop was amazing from pole to pole. So what I heard this morning from the hitting instructors of the Royals was that this guy is a legitimate power that they haven't seen in years. So this is going to be a lot of fun. We don't care if the home runs scrape the back of the fence or they go 500 feet. But this kid has legitimate power. I would love the fact that if he had that Bo's power. Because I heard on breaking balls on the outer half of the plate, remember, he's a left-handed batter, so those righties try those breaking balls. They call them backdoor breakers. And Jack's all over those. So if he's already hitting those to the opposite field, man, we just can't wait to see what we're going to see tonight. C-Dot, I really appreciate you letting me come on and share about the potential here and how much fun it's going to be and the protection that Salvi's going to have now.
Absolutely. Hud, I'll get you out of here with this last question. Where does Busch Stadium rank, new Busch Stadium, in stadiums that you get a chance to visit throughout the year? And I'm imagining that there's going to be a lot of Royals fans out there today. I think a lot of people are going to take the day trip to go over there and watch them play.
Oh, buddy, look, I think it's a great idea for any folks. It's a beautiful yard, no question. It's all decked in red, the seats, you know, and they have the rooftop in the back, the brew house, all that stuff that they have, their little community ballpark here. So nice to get to go everywhere. When I walked in tonight, this afternoon, for the security lady, and I showed her my pass, I told her, look at this pass I got, man. It's one of the happiest days of my life when I get this pass. It gets me in free to every ballpark in America. And that's a special treat that I'll never forget, the privilege of having a pass so I could go in ballparks. And it's a blessing, no doubt. I wish more folks could come to different ballparks. It's such a goal, a great goal to have for your family and your young people. To look at the schedule, look at next year's schedule, pick one city, and one time each summer, go to a different ballpark. You'll love the experience. You'll love the cities. I know some of my close friends came to Milwaukee for opening day this year as the Royals was their opener in Milwaukee, and they never had as much fun in a city at a game ever. So, folks, you want to enjoy a real American treat, come to the ballparks. Come to any one of you can and get your list going until you can hit all 30. You'll love it.
That is Rex Hudler joining us on the show today, Royals television broadcaster, and he is a friend of the show. Hud, it's always great catching up with you. I appreciate you.
Thanks, C-Dot. Looking for big things ahead, but thank you.
Absolutely. That is Rex Hudler joining us on the show today. Always great to catch up with Hud. Hud will be on the call later today. Be sure to check it out. You can also catch the radio broadcast right here on 96.5 The Fan for Jack Caglione's Major League debut. We gave you guys the lineup. The lineup is out for today's game. Let me pull it back up here. I had it, and then I click refresh, and you know how that goes sometimes on the computer. Here you go. Here is the lineup for the game later today. Jonathan India is leading off and playing second base. Bobby Wood Jr. hitting second, playing shortstop. Mikel Garcia is hitting third at third base. Vinny Pasquantino batting cleanup and playing first base. Salvi is hitting fifth, catching today. Jack Caglione is the DH. He is going to hit sixth in his major league debut. And then you got the outfield, Lofton, Water, and Isbell, left, right, and center. They are hitting seventh, eighth, and ninth today for the Kansas City Royals. And you also have Michael Lorenzen going on the mound today for the Royals. I don't have any problem with this. In fact, I actually probably prefer it. Jack has played 14 outfield games in his minor league career. He did not play outfield at Florida, and he has only played 14 games in the outfield, whether it is in Arkansas or Omaha. You obviously want to have more work, more behind-the-scenes work, and you're going to get him some live experience. But right now, for your major league debut, we want you to just focus in on one thing. Go in there, get your 4 or 5 ABs, and provide a little bit of protection. You heard it from Rex Hudler. I mean, this 1-6, if you can get it going, you got a shot here. Jonathan India, Bobby Wood Jr., Mikel Garcia, Vinny Salvi, and Jack Caglione, that's a 1-6 that should get you excited. Now, we expect at some point that this team is potentially going to make a trade to get somebody in the outfield, and Kyle Isbell has actually not been that bad in the outfield. If you can get Salvi going, if you can get Vinny going, and Jack Caglione can be a guy that can contend for Rookie of the Year or be a plus designated hitter for you, I mean, this is a drastic improvement for your offense. The Royals have, if you were going by the numbers, they are second in ERA. They have one of the three best, top five best rotations, top pitching staffs in all of Major League Baseball. They've only scored more runs than the Rockies. They are elite pitching, and they are maybe the worst offensive team. And I'm not counting the Colorado Rockies. I'm not sure if the Rockies are better than the Storm Chasers. I'm being real with you guys. I'm not 100% sure if they're better than the Storm Chasers. I know one thing. One of these AAA teams could go 9-50 in their first 60 major league games the way this Rockies team has. So I'm not throwing them in the mix. I do think that this is the right way to handle Jack Caglione, and if I'm guessing, I think he's going to be the designated hitter for this entire road trip. Hey, it's your first week up here in the majors. Why don't you just focus in on DH? We're going to give you 25 ABs in your first week, before we try to expand what you can potentially do. Maybe he plays a little bit of first base. They kind of move him around a little bit. But I'm at least guessing in the short term, I don't think he's going to play a lot of outfield for the Royals.
I think you're right about that plan. But I think the lifespan on that plan is very, very, very short-lived. Carrington, we don't know. Not to throw cold water on everyone's excitement, but everyone talks about this chase rate problem that Jack has. It's possible Caglione has that problem at major league level and major league pitchers can get him out because of it. But let's just say, putting that aside for a minute, let's just say he comes up and is hitting. And he is a viable major league bat right off the jump. He cannot be an everyday DH because it is about to be June, July, August. It's about to be the dog days, and you can't have your 35-year-old catching every night. You just can't. You got to put him somewhere. Maybe he's DHing some nights, and those is when Jack has to learn right field. Maybe Perez goes to first base, and Pasquantino has to get a day off. But maybe with the way Perez is hitting this year, I'm talking about the accounting statistic, not the underlying analytics, maybe he just has to take a few off days in 2025. But your plan's great in the short term, especially with off days. They had an off day yesterday. They have an off day next Monday. They have some flexibility, but as they start to get into the dog days, Jack Caglione's going to need to play somewhere in the field because if he's DHing every night, that means a 35-year-old Perez behind the plate every night, and that's not going to improve his offensive game at all.
Yeah, text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, except he's pitching in the sixth spot. They need to sandwich him between Garcia and Bobby. He'll get all kinds of stuff to hit where he is now. They aren't going to pitch to him. Who's protecting him? Respectfully, I don't know if Jack's role right now is to have protection. I think Jack Caglione is there to kind of support Vinny and support Salvador Perez. I think it is to give them a much more well-rounded lineup. I also just don't think at this stage in his career, like, you got to prove it at this level. You have been a great minor league player, a great, like, you're going to be challenged here. So I think guys are going to throw at him, especially when he has shown not a lot of plate discipline at this stage in his career and that he's going to chase a lot. So I think guys are going to, hey, we don't have a great sample size on you, a very limited sample size. You only got 50 ABs down in the minors. But as we continue to get more and more information, we're going to find out what your strengths are. We're going to find out what your weaknesses are. I think that sixth is a really good spot for him. This gives you a really good 1-6. Now, we can argue on whether or not you think that Jonathan India should move down in the lineup. And I wouldn't fight you too hard if you think Mikel Garcia should be hitting one and that you should move India a little bit down. I'm not going to fight too hard about lineup construction. So far, the lineup construction is not why the Royals offense is bottom three in Major League Baseball. They haven't been able to find the right grouping of players or the right combination of guys. Right now, this is their best chance of scoring runs. You give me in their entire organization, give me the nine guys that are going to come to the plate that you think give you a better chance of scoring runs than the one that they got now. So let's see how it works. I think they're going to give this lineup an extended look, as they should, and we'll see if this can jolt the offense a bit.
I don't want to distract from Jack Mania, but with this lineup, and you're right, I think the sixth spot's a good spot to start him. But let's talk about the other thing in this lineup that's notable. Their best hitter is now batting third. Mikel Garcia this season has been their best hitter. We all love Bobby. We all love Vinny. Garcia has been better than them in 2025. He is now batting in the appropriate spot. Salvador Perez, how often have you and I've heard Vern on postgame shows and on the show with it on when he pops on with everyone talking about Perez in the four hole. It's not working. You got to move on. He can't be a cleanup hitter when he's hitting the way he is. He's no longer your cleanup hitter. Like, the excitement for Jack, don't let it distract us from the fact that suddenly 3-4-5 is positioned, or 2-3-4-5 is positioned correctly for the first time maybe all Royals season. It was plug and play. Salvi is the cleanup hitter despite his numbers. Now Garcia bumps up, Salvador Perez bumps back. I think that 3-4-5 is the actual ideal way the Royals should line up.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, what if Jack hits the ball out of Busch Stadium tonight? Then they will sell out their next home game. That's the answer. They'll sell it out. The hype, I think, is bubbling. I think the hype is obviously there. You guys are excited. And I'm telling you right now, we haven't seen a lot of Royals television numbers. They will have the Royals television numbers ready at 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. They're going to tell you how many people tuned in. Like, they are now in the business of driving you to buy tickets next week while he is in town. So the best thing that the Royals could do is he play really well this week that makes you want to go out there to see him. They got the Yankees in town next week, too. Oh, my goodness. So, yes, if he goes out there and he goes 2 for 4 with a home run today, that's an extra 1,000 tickets they're going to sell tomorrow morning because people want to go out there and watch him. So, I mean, it is in everybody's best interest if Jack Caglione gets off to a really, really good start and makes Tuesday one of those games and events that you want to be out at Kauffman Stadium to see him perform. We'll keep talking about the top story of the day. Jack Caglione is set to make his major league debut coming up in about 3 hours. You know what? Coming up on the other side, Jeff Passan threw out a player comparison about Jack Caglione and also had a possible trade that the Royals could make to kind of bolster the outfield. We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Jeff Passan was on the Pat McAfee show, and listen to what he said about Jack Caglione.
This is the kind of guy that maybe the casual fan doesn't really know about. They should, and I think they're going to. Because let's put it this way. This is what Jack Caglione is. He is a guy who has the kind of power that Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani have. And there are very, very few guys in baseball who can say that. And even more, he has really good bat-to-ball skills, so he doesn't strike out a whole lot.
The Royals have never had a prospect like that in my entire life. If you are using the Bo Jackson comparison in just terms of raw power ability, Bo Jackson played in the 80s. Bo Jackson played with Willie Wilson and George Brett. Who have the Royals had from a straight power perspective that they drafted and developed that you could look at and consider them to be one of the elite premier power hitters in the game? Now, maybe he doesn't turn out to be Aaron Judge. Like, Aaron Judge is one of the best power hitters of our lifetime. Shohei Ohtani, one of the best baseball players that we've ever seen. Maybe that's not what the power projects out to be. But the Pete Alonso comparison, if you're telling me that he's going to be a guy that pretty consistently you think can hit somewhere between 25 and 35 home runs a season, the Royals just haven't had too many players like that in their organization's history. And I think we know enough about Jeff. You just don't throw out those two names unless scouts are telling you that the power numbers are real. Those are the best examples of power that you can currently give when describing a player in Major League Baseball. Shohei and Aaron Judge. So if that's the raw power that you were talking about, I don't know if you can speak more highly of a player than what Jeff Passengers did on Pat McAfee's show yesterday.
I mean, there's a lot of people who in our business or in reporter business are prone to hyperbole. Jeff Passan really isn't one of those guys. He's not the person who's going to make the outlandish claim to get the clicks. He's not the person that's going to pop up all over social media and garner some hate. He's usually pretty steady Eddie down the line, right in the middle. For him to say the power is Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani-like and the casual fan, and when he says casual fan, he's not talking about casual in Kansas City. He's talking about Joe Fan in Seattle. Needs to know this name. He is getting information at the highest level, and as if the hype wasn't already out of control. If Jeff Passan is saying that, let Cags hit the ground running, and you might have more than just Kansas City. You might have a full-blown superstar. We might be having a conversation later this summer. If he's doing that, who's a bigger star, Cags or Bobby Witt Jr.?
Let's calm down just a little bit. Let's calm down a little bit.
If Passan is correct, that's a massive if, and he hits the ground running, and Jeff Passan is saying the casual fan should learn his name. The casual fan has never learned Bobby Witt's name. Not yet. They haven't. You go hang out with Colorado and Miami don't count, but you go hang out in any other major league town in America, they don't know Bobby Witt like that. If Caglione's going to have Aaron Judge power and Jeff Passan is saying on Pat McAfee's show, people need to learn this name. If he hits the ground running, we could see a superstar born.
Yeah, I don't want to. That feels like we're taking a little bit too big of a leap, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I would say the best case scenario for Jack Caglione is that he gets invited to the home run derby. Like, if you were saying, is what is a obtainable goal for Jack Caglione in the next month of the season? It is that he shows enough power that the league is willing to take a gamble and a little bit of a bet on the future. Now, he might be, that's a realistic goal for next season, and he can't show us enough power in the next 3 weeks. I mean, we're not that far away from the All-Star break. The All-Star break is what, July 13th? So we're probably 40 days away from the All-Star break. So that's a really short window. But if you're Jack Caglione and you hit 5 home runs in your first 21 games and you are starting to get that reputation for big home runs, I could see a scenario in which a couple of guys say they don't want to do it. The league is kind of thinking ahead, wants to promote one of its young stars. I mean, this is a big win for Major League Baseball. One of the knocks of baseball is it takes you a long time to get to the majors. We're talking about a guy who was in the College World Series 2 years ago, who spent one season, not even a whole season, down in minor league baseball and has now found himself in the major leagues. That's absolutely a player that baseball would want to promote. The same way that Skeens, you remember, Skeens got off to an incredibly hot start, and we were debating on whether or not he was going to start the All-Star game and made it. So I do think that baseball will wrap its arms around you if you get off to a really good start and try to promote you in that way. So I'm willing to go there. I'm not willing to go Shohei and Aaron Judge and household name. It's baseball. It's just really, really hard to get to that level. There's just not many household names in the sport. But I am willing to throw out there, if this thing goes really well, there's an outside shot that he gets asked to do the home run derby coming up in a month.
I think your Paul Skeens analogy is perfect. You're right. Maybe Judge and Ohtani are bigger names. But remember, Paul Skeens came up and came up fast. And now he was, again, we've talked about his superstardom is different. His superstardom is outside of just his baseball ability. But remember, he came up from college and hit the ground running, and there was talk that he should win Cy Young. There was talk he should start the All-Star game. Now, those things are different, pitcher to hitter. I understand the differences, but think how quickly Paul Skeens became a household name in the summer. If Jack Keglione is in the home run derby, if he is pounding 500-foot homers the way he did in Omaha at the major league level, if you're telling me that guy with a College World Series background and all the things as an American-born top 10 draft pick hits the ground running, he could have a Paul Skeens-like level of rookie phenomenon, which Kansas City has never experienced in baseball. Again, Bobby was great. Bobby did not come up with Skeens' level of hype.
Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, did he come up as quickly as Bo Jackson? He actually got to the majors a little faster than Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson played 53 games in Double-A. The Royals were in Memphis back then. That's where their Double-A team was. He played 53 games down in Memphis. He then made his major league debut in the summer of 86. He played in 25 games. He got off to a little bit of a slow start that first year. I imagine he was also playing football during that time. Just a lot going on. 1987 is probably the debut of Bo Jackson. In 1987, he played 120 games. He got 400 ABs. He hit 22 home runs, 53 RBIs, and hit 235. That's probably what you would consider to be the true rookie season for Bo Jackson. So, I mean, even Bo, I mean, in his first 25 games, he struggled. I think he struggled. Bo struck out 34 times in his first 25 games, hit 207, and only had two home runs and nine RBIs in his first 25 games. So, even Bo Jackson got off to a little bit of a slow start in the major leagues.
And Bo also, we're talking about big names. Bo's also a very unique case because he got off to a slow start in the major leagues because he was we know the story. He was a two-sport athlete and a freak. I mean, like, yes, if we want to compare, Bo Jackson has been a popular comparison, but again, it's a unique because his superstardom and his ability was hampered and helped all those things by the fact that he was the Heisman Trophy winner, which is just not what Jack Keglione is going through in his time in Florida.
No, I'm with you. I think that some of these, I get it. And we talked about this yesterday, Rob, when you were gone. Like, part of the fun of having the number one overall recruit, or part of the fun of having that five-star kid that joins it, is you can dream big a little bit. Jeff Passan mentioned Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, and Jack Keglione in the same sentence. He is being compared from a power perspective to Bo Jackson. Like, the hype machine is working. The unrealistic comparisons and expectations are certainly happening right now for Jack Keglione, but that's also part of the fun of having the prospect. That's part of the fun when you have a player that has excelled in such a short period of time and so early on in his career. 50 minor league games. He had 15 home runs, had 53 RBIs, in 50 minor league games and has already been called up. There are not too many comparisons that are wild and far-fetched when you are fast-tracked that quickly to the league and have excelled at basically every single turn of your career. Coming up, we'll continue to get you ready for the major league debut of Jack Keglione. We'll talk about St. Louis was a pivotal moment for the Royals about a decade ago. Maybe that same thing can happen today. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A little bit of breaking news right now from the special session in the state of Missouri. One note from the Chiefs lobbyist. He says he believes the Chiefs will make a decision before the June 30th Kansas Star Bonds deadline. So I don't think the Chiefs lobbyist says that willy-nilly. I think he has some information about when this could potentially wrap itself up. So at least one belief is we are pretty close to having this thing figured out. Also from Matt Evans, after a marathon 3-hour-long hearing, the committee advanced the stadium funding bill in Missouri to the full Senate by a vote of 6-3. Voting against the bill was two Democrats and a Republican, signaling the bipartisan opposition it may face when it is brought up on the floor. So it sounds like it is past step one of the process, Rob, and we'll continue to find out over the course of the next couple of days if this thing gets passed. But the vote has at least been passed through the Senate by a vote of 6-3. And we'll see eventually if they can get this thing through and if they can get something agreed upon on the stadium funding bill. So the stadium funding bill would help pay for the Royals to stay on the Missouri side, would also help pay for a renovation of Arrowhead. If you missed it, we gave you the number. The Chiefs lobbyist right now that is in Jeff City talking to the Missouri politicians, he said he believes that the renovation cost for Arrowhead Stadium would be $1.15 billion. So, I mean, basically half the price of what it was to build Allegiant, half of what the price it was to build the brand new stadium for the Falcons in Atlanta. So to give you guys an update of what is happening in the conversations that are happening right now in Jeff City.
I mean, I think what the
decision being done before June 30th is extremely notable to me because I've been doing a lot of reading on the special session, because who knew this job would ever imply that I need to know how the special session in the Missouri State Legislature works? And yet here I sit. But they have basically up to 60 days to during this special session to get these things hammered out. Now, these things happen fast. They don't usually take all 60 days. But that's their window. It was June 2nd, 60 days to get this done. If the Chiefs are telling you we're going to have a decision before the June 30th deadline, it's possible they have a decision before Missouri has a decision. Like, that timeline doesn't really gel. Now, maybe that timeline is designed to speed Missouri up. That's very possible. Deadlines make deals. But the fact that they're saying, oh, we'll have a decision before the 30th, does seem notable to me based on what you know how special sessions work.
Yeah, I'm assuming this. This is speculation on my part. I'm assuming that there really isn't much to hammer out with the Kansas deal. You know what the deal is now at this point. The deal has been in front of you now for a year. There really isn't much to continue to go back and forth. Now, maybe you agree in principle do a deal, and now you go back and you tighten the bolts a little bit, but I don't really know if there's much for the Chiefs and the state of Kansas to discuss. Our intentions are to move there. Let's hammer out the particulars, but we're done negotiating with Missouri. We are going to focus on you guys moving forward. I also think this process is, and you've probably been figuring things out in Missouri, getting your figures together on what a rebuild or a renovation could look like for Arrowhead, and you're trying to get those numbers as well. And I assume if the plan is to stay in Missouri, that if this passes, I think there will be a vote in November. I think if the Chiefs are planning on staying in Missouri, I think it is a twofold process. I think it is obviously the Royals making a decision and they know what the future of the Truman Sports Complex is going to be. You know exactly how much money you can get from the state of Missouri, and then the rest of it would be in a form of a sales tax. The sales tax vote was for them to split it. They can put it back on the bill and just say, this is just our money. What you guys have been asking for, or what you have been paying for the Royals and the Chiefs, what if now this money exclusively goes to a renovation of Arrowhead Stadium? I think that is a possibility. I agree with you, Rob. The favorite, the most likely outcome is that the Royals in the next 3 weeks are going to announce that they are moving over to Wyandotte County. But if Missouri gets this thing figured out, let's say in the next 6 days or so, I don't think it's going to take that long to get the details rolling on the Missouri side. It's simple. We like where we're at right now. We don't have to make a decision right now on what the restructure is going to be. We just need to simply know how much you guys are committed to paying for it. You can get that vote on the bill, or you can get a bill to vote on, and then we'll see if they're going to pass it or not.
And this is, I guess this is probably a semantics argument, but I think you're right. If the Missouri special session says, here's the money earmarked for stadium, go crazy, and the Chiefs then need to go back in November for another vote on this, does that gel with their June timeline? Like, if the lobbyist is saying, we'll have a decision by June, does that mean they'll have a decision on location and they'll figure out the particulars from there? Does that mean they have to break ground at a certain time? I don't know. The lobbyists' job are to speak in ambiguity and to lobby. That is their entire job. Because if you get hammered down to a certain plan and it's wrong, they're the people in trouble. But saying we will have a decision by June doesn't sound like they're interested in that decision, including a November vote. And I know you and I both think they would win a November vote. Do they want to go through another vote? Have we heard from the Chiefs at all about interest in another vote? We've only heard people speculate. So that verbiage by the lobbyist, I think, could be interpreted dozens of different ways.
Yeah, but I guess I'm this is, again, it's all speculation. If the Royals are if the Chiefs are staying in Missouri, then you have to be committed to, hey, if you're telling me that we can only get $700 million from the state, where else do we think the other money is coming from? I don't think it's coming from the Chiefs. So again, hey, if you want the Royals, or if you want the Chiefs to stay on this side of state line, you're going to have to pay and contribute some of it. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, Clark Hunt says he wants a dome. Do you think they're going to add a dome to Arrowhead? At this point, Clark Hunt has said that he wants every possible outcome. I remember when he was saying how they would never move and how important Arrowhead is and why they wanted to keep it and renovate it. And then when they gave us the first round of renovations, it had a new driveway attached to it. So at this point, what Clark Hunt tells me is just not something that I'm holding great value to. They want a dome. They want to stay where they are. They want to be in Missouri. They want a brand new stadium in Kansas. I don't know what they want anymore. The only thing I do know is the Royals want a downtown stadium. Now, will they get a downtown stadium? That is remaining to be found out. But the Chiefs have told you every possible option. We want to be down, or we want a new stadium. We want to keep our options open. We want a dome. We want outdoor football. The Chiefs have, they're playing bingo when it comes to all of their demands, when it comes to a new stadium. And I understand it. They're the National Football League. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to be joined by Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. We're going to get his thoughts on Jack Caglione, who is set to make his major league debut coming up later today in St. Louis. Coming up on the other side, we'll continue the story, the top story of the day. Jack Caglione set to make his debut. Keep it right here. It's 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.